Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I was on the farm in Illinois. Our corn is planted. Field soil conditions have been ideal. We still have soybeans waiting to be put in the ground. This is an exciting season. And speaking of an exciting season, the politics of our state primaries can get your attention. This week, Donald Trump just clobbered Ted Cruz and John Kasich, winning five states, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. That's very impressive. The margin of victory for Trump has to be embarrassing for Ted Cruz. Here's what I think about the three Republicans. I like Kasich, but he doesn't have broad enough support. Cruz is a true conservative, but he doesn't have any friends. And Donald Trump says things that I would never say, but the voters want change. They aren't sure what Trump would do if elected. But he knows how to negotiate and get things done. He isn't a war hawk, and neither are the voters. Republicans need to back away from their tendency to police the world. Our citizens have had enough of war. Take care of the home front. Protect our border. Immigration's fine, if it's legal. Will we really build a wall? I'm not sure. Trump wants to rip up our trade agreements. I think they've been good for our country and especially agriculture. However, maybe they can be improved. I've become convinced that Donald Trump will get the Republican presidential nomination. Now, polls say he can't beat Hillary. Well, don't be so sure. In the spring of 1980, Jimmy Carter was expected to win the presidential election that fall. Ronald Reagan, leading the conservative march to the White House, was 20 points behind Carter. He couldn't beat Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, but he did. A lot of people are starting to wonder what kind of a president Trump would be. Maybe we'll find out. Trump and Clinton both have pretty high negatives, but a lot can change between now and November. The voters that are concerned about our next president, whoever it may be, just remember this. We have checks and balances. Congress writes the laws, and the courts ensure that we respect the Constitution and those laws. Okay, now we need to get those soybeans planted. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.